The nation carries their dough, and their dough hasn't risen, and they're carrying it on their shoulders. Here we have an allusion to what the Ramban writes, that when you move the dough, as you move it, so that causes the dough not to rise. That's a concept, that the more you move it, the more you ensure that it doesn't rise. In order for it to ferment, it has to sit. The Jews were prohibited from having chametz, even in Egypt, on the first day of Pesach. So that's why the Pasuk tells us, they carried the dough on their shoulders, and it didn't have time to rise, it didn't have time to ferment. They're traveling for a few hours before they could bake the dough into matzah. What does that mean, it didn't have time to ferment? Here we see the concept of the Ramban, that simply moving the dough prevents it from fermenting. That's why when we go to matzah bakeries, you'll see some of the bakeries are careful that the matzah keeps moving, so that they don't only knead it, then they give it to the people who roll it out, and when they're waiting to pass it to make the holes, they're going to keep twirling it like a pizza. And then when they put it on the poles to put in the oven, if they have to wait a few seconds before it goes into the oven, you'll see they keep shaking the pole. They keep moving the matzah. That's this Ramban.
So that's this idea.
In motion, yeah.
What's